I am aware of the time. We're waiting for our general counsel to come back downstairs, and then we will start. Thank you. Okay, what I would like to do at this time is to call this special meeting to order. And the agenda for today is to receive a resolution that is the board is presenting and to get the vote from that from the board members. After that time, after the vote, if the vote passes, then I will read the resolution for everyone. And after that time, we will adjourn the meeting. That is typically, that's what we think the agenda is going to be. So the board has worked with our general counsel, thank you, General Counsel Kevin Brown, to come up with a resolution that we would like to discuss. But before I can discuss it, the board has to make a motion to accept the resolution. So there's a motion by Board Member Craig. Is there a second? Board Member Duncan. All those in favor? It passes unanimously. So at this time, it is my pleasure to read the resolution of the Jefferson County Board of Education concerning a request by the Commissioner of Education. It's a little lengthy, but so bear with me, please. Whereas the Commissioner of Education is the Chief Education Executive of the Kentucky Department of Education, is responsible for administering KDE, including implementing state laws and regulations promulgated by the Kentucky Board of Education and the Education Professional Standards Board. Whereas KRS 165210 states that the Commissioner of Education shall have access to the papers, books, and records of all teachers, trustees, superintendents, and other public school officials. Whereas the Jefferson County Board of Education has approved policies regarding employee attendance and sick leave. Whereas the superintendent of the Jefferson County Public Schools, as the executive agent and officer of the Jefferson County Board of Education, is obligated to ensure that laws relating to schools, bylaws, rules, and regulations of the Kentucky Board of Education and the policies of the Jefferson County Board of Education are carried into effect. Whereas on March 14, 2019, the Commissioner of Education requested that the JCPS superintendent provide the following documents and records. Number one, the names of all teachers that called in sick for February 28th, March 5th through 7th, and March 12th through 14th, 2019, and the days for which each teacher called in sick. Number two, any and all affidavits or certificates of a reputable physician stating that the employee was ill or caring for an ill family member on the day or days the employee called in sick, as required by KRS 161.155 for the granting of any sick leave. And number three, documentation of the district's policies, procedures, and our protocols for collecting sick leave affidavits or certificates and verifying qualification for the granting of sick leave. Whereas JCPS was closed on February 28th and March 6th, 7th, 12th, 13th, and 14th due to not having enough substitute teachers to safely cover a large number of possible teacher absences. Whereas the Kentucky General Assembly was in session on February 28th and March 6th, 7th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, considering bills with significant consequences for public education. Whereas teachers and public employees from across the Commonwealth of Kentucky, including JCPS, traveled to Frankfort on the days in question to exercise their rights as citizens. Whereas the Jefferson County Board of Education is highly concerned about interruptions to student learning and seeks to work collaboratively with teachers, the Kentucky Department of Education, the Kentucky Board of Education, and state legislators to avoid such interruptions. Whereas the Jefferson County Board of Education is supportive of employees' First Amendment rights and indeed encourages employees to participate in meetings of the Jefferson County Board of Education and in legislative board, the Jefferson County Board of Education and the legislative process. Whereas the Jefferson County Board of Education understands that JCPS teachers contribute well beyond their contracted daily hours by volunteering their own time on weekends, evenings, many holidays, and many days during summer vacation to serve the students of Louisville and Jefferson County, Kentucky. Whereas the Jefferson County Board of Education and the Kentucky Board of Education and the Kentucky Department of Education, the superintendent of JCPS and the commissioner of education are working closely to improve the quality of education in Jefferson County and to fully implement the party's August 28, 2018 settlement agreement and corresponding corrective action plan. Whereas the commissioner stated during a press conference on March 15, 2019, that he was not recommending repercussions, consequences, or charges being filed against anyone. However, when asked, the commissioner would not definitively state that no disciplinary action will result from the gathering of these names. Whereas the commissioner's requests and subsequent comments, though within the commissioner's statutory authority, have raised significant concerns among teachers regarding retribution for exercising their First Amendment rights on days when school had been canceled in advance, and whereas the Jefferson County Board of Education is concerned that the commissioner's request for the names of teachers who asked to use a sick day on February 28th and March 6th, 7th, 12th, 13th, and 14th will have a negative effect on teacher morale, will discourage citizens from exercising their First Amendment rights, and could strain the relationship between JCPS teachers and the superintendent, thereby limiting the ability of the superintendent to meet the expectations of the corrective action plan, as well as endangering progress in student achievement accomplished by the superintendent and the Jefferson County Board of Education. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Jefferson County Board of Education that the board assures Jefferson County teachers and employees that it is fully supportive of their First Amendment rights and will endeavor to work collaboratively with teachers, the Kentucky Department of Education, and the state legislators to make it possible for teachers to effectively exercise their rights without interruptions to student learning. The Jefferson County Board of Education is thankful for the dedication of JCPS teachers who routinely contribute more than the 187-day contracted yearly requirement to further the education of the students in Louisville and Jefferson County, Kentucky. The board requests that the commissioner withdraw his request for the names of all teachers that called in sick for February 28th, March 5 through 7th, and March 12th through 14th, 2019, and the days for which each teacher called in sick. In the event he does not withdraw his request, the superintendent is required under KRS 160.370 to submit records that may be responsive to the commissioner's request. The Jefferson County Board of Education believes that the educational interests of Jefferson County students are best served by allowing teachers to focus on their profession including advocacy in their profession's best interest without the fear of retribution. And the Jefferson County Board of Education requests that all parties work collaboratively to render unnecessary such school closures as occurred on the days in question by finding mutually agreeable solutions to this issue, as well as other important issues affecting public education. That completes the resolution that the board just voted that we were putting out here. And so having had it approved, seconded, and voted on it, that takes care of the business of this special call meeting. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution concerning a request by the Commissioner of Education? And then we've done that, so is there a motion at this point to adjourn the meeting? Board Member Geese, seconded by Board Member Craig. All those in favor? Motion passes unanimously. We are adjourned at 4:47 p.m. Thank you very much.
Real quick, so I can go to the local planning committee meeting. Thank you.